Now, racism is the belief that one's race, however that's defined, is superior to, better than, or more deserving than people of other races. Racism is something you learn. In America, especially, we've had a long history of believing that some groups are better than other groups.
Just as anthropology professor John Hammeter said, at Marquette University, there's the belief that some groups are better than others. Groups of the minority, specifically students, feel as if they may not have as strong a voice as others. They may think that their needs, wants, and aspirations are not being taken as seriously as the people of the majority. Discrimination and racism are not new things here at Marquette, and many are pointing out that change is long overdue, and it needs to happen now. Some students see racial injustice in the way they are suppressed, and some students see it in the ways they are overlooked. Though, in both situations, something is being done to try to ease the pain this is causing the marginalized. Hope Moses, junior and head of diversity and inclusion at the Marquette Wire, has a serious and profound story that shows Marquette overlooking women of color.
I had an experience earlier this year where I was almost kidnapped. When I reached safety and I called MUPD and they came to me, they said that other women were having the same experiences, and then I met a few women of color that same week that had that same experience. And so that showed me that it's a major issue that's not being talked about.
Moses is even trying to spread the word to create change on the issue through columns in the news organization, The Wire, at Marquette. The MUPD has listened to this outcry and is creating ways to combat danger and help women of color. But Moses does not feel like it is enough.
I think Marquette offers a lot of safety resources. For example, being able to take self-defense classes. But I don't think that's enough, especially for an issue like human trafficking. I think that needs to be specifically addressed, and it needs to specifically be addressed with women of color at the center of that, because we are the most affected in this city by it.
Moses encourages the idea that Marquette should be more wary of these situations. She said it shouldn't have to get this far for someone to enact change because they knew it was an area of need way before the situation got out of hand. Other students at Marquette find similar issues in the way that they feel powerless, unable to speak up on the issues that are most prevalent in their lives. Sophomore Jasmine Davis emphasizes that she has seen voices of the minority being suppressed at Marquette and how powerlessness follows as a result.
It makes me feel like we don't have a voice. Our voices get pushed down and kind of powerless at the same time, because as students, we should be able to stand up for ourselves, but the school makes it seem like we can't.
Dr. Chris Navia, the Vice President of Institutional Diversity and Inclusion at Marquette, has started to understand these issues and problems of students feeling powerless. She recognizes that there are problems that need to be fixed regarding the climate here at Marquette.
I think one of our biggest issues is climate and the sense of belonging, right? Not everybody who is here at Marquette feels like they are welcomed. Not everybody feels like there's a genuine, authentic sense of belonging. You know, we have that saying, we are Marquette. And I think some people think, I'm at Marquette.
Though, Navia is hopeful for the future and expressive of what the school is able to do for the students in the present. She has worked with her office and listened to the student body. This has made her capable of starting to fix those underlying problems.
One thing that I've been doing is just trying to show up in spaces and places where students are, where staff are, where faculty are. So whenever I get an invitation, you know, to do anything, I show up because I want this office to be known as being really flexible and open and accessible to people.
Navia emphasized that she wants to empower the students of Marquette rather than keeping them silent. She believes everyone at the school belongs here, and there's nothing anyone can do to change that.
You're here for a reason. You've made your way here for a reason, and you do have a place here. I want people to express themselves the way that they need to, and to live their lives out loud the way that they deem is important to them.
The idea that unheard voices want to express themselves and be loud is emphasized by people like Navia, Moses, and Davis. Racial injustice is present at Marquette, and these people don't think it can be overlooked. Whether this is with their voices or with their lives, they know nothing can go overlooked, which can result in the minority feeling suppressed.
Ben Hansen, Journalism 1100 News.